Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
Cartwright!
And the Bulldog.
Cartwright!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Trying to think of the right number here.
Four.
That's too low.
1,000.
Somewhere in between 4 and 1,000 is the number I want. So.
I should have said 1,000, not 1,000.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Bills over under 10. See, 9.5 is, you're going to say over. But 10 means you could be tied, and that's boring. We don't want to be. I'm the house. This is just made up anyway. I want a fraction. 10.5. What do you say to that? I think maybe you'd go under.
Yeah.
Their schedule is no joke. Like that we talk about how that changes all the time. When you're losing, your schedule maybe just looks harder, even with the same teams on it. Right. And I would say, by the way, about their schedule that. Like, these offenses they're seeing, you don't have to tell anybody this about the Chiefs, they already know, but, like, they've played four teams already in the top 10 in offense. Now, yes, and, like, if you don't make this point, I will, that includes a game against the Bills, and the Bills have not been good at stopping teams, but it's one game each. But yep. The Chiefs are fourth in yards per play, the Titans fifth, the Raiders ninth, the Rams tenth. And Miami is, like, in the middle. They did some damage, too. The Jets didn't, and now they're going to play the Jets again. So they're playing good offenses, and there'll be more of that. Maybe not for a couple of weeks, but there's a lot still to happen on the schedule.
No doubt.
So 10 would be the number? Sorry, yeah, 10 would be the number?
Yeah. Like I think so. It's funny, like you mentioned, like, the schedule, you know, it changes. And sure, a couple of losses, you know, whether it should or not. I mean, it just sort of, oh, boy, I have a hard time seeing them beat Team X now that they showed this against Team Y. You know, you just sort of do that. It's an exercise. I don't think it really produces any kind of result that's worth anything, but it's just, you know, it's something that passes the time, and it's conversation to chew on. But like San Francisco, for example, the season begins, their guys are all getting hurt, they're decimated, and like, oh my God, look at the 49ers, and then there they are on Sunday night, and like, oh that doesn't look, that went from looking hard based on past reputation to maybe that won't be that hard to, oh, no, no. That's how I feel about the 49ers. Like that's one game out of the schedule I'm plucking out, but I feel like I've been all over the map on them, and it's only October here still.
Mm-hmm. Before we get back to calls, 803-0550 on last night or the big picture. I'm at least in the third hour of today's show. I'm very much in the big picture sort of mood here with the Bills. I didn't really see them as being better than Kansas City. There were things that were troubling about the game, but they're not better than Kansas City. I don't think that's a story. They could still beat them next time, but They didn't beat them last night. They're still in first place. And I just think, like, I want to focus on their offense and try to figure out what happened there, if it's anything, like, structural, or where we're at with Josh Allen. To me, that's going to be more of where I'm thinking this week. The line, before we do that, the line on the Jet game moved. So do you remember the number from yesterday?
It was 11.5 last night, I thought.
Right. I'm going to give you the hint that it's moved. You want to guess the new number?
I think I saw. I didn't open an email, but I saw it on Twitter, and I think it's at 12.5 now.
13.
Oh, my gosh.
Leaning okay. Bills at 13.
Yeah.
And the total is 45.5, so what's that? 29 and a quarter to 16 and a quarter? 29-16. I mean, okay, so right there.
That's kind of what the opener was, wasn't it? 27-17 was the opener. Yeah. Right.
The line is putting the Bills on about 30 again. So, I don't know if that feels ambitious at this point. All right, let's go to the phones here, see what fans are thinking. Can be on last night's game or not. The Dolphins are super interesting, too. So, I want to at least talk to you at some point here. You know, maybe not today, hopefully today, on that move. Because, wow, right? Like, Eric brings up, are they doing that for this year or not? Like, are they contending? I think there is room for... They think they'll get better here.
Sure. I mean, you see what Herbert did for the Chargers. You know, and I think Tua, you know, he had the injury situation, but he was, you know, they only got picked one pick apart, right? Is that right?
I think so.
Six. But, you know, Tua, without the injury, I think, was the far more polished pro-ready prospect. It was just the injury that kept him even from being, you know, a contender for one overall with Joe Burrow.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, they might think he can step in and elevate them. You know, they just shut out the Jets, so I don't know what kind of accomplishment that is. But they've been decent on offense in the passing game. But maybe they think this guy can be even better than what they're getting.
And defensively, the Colts are one team that get a lot of credit. I think of them as a good defensive team. The Dolphins have given up fewer points this year than the Colts. So we'll see. Here is Pat with us. Hello, Pat.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Okay, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so I live in Boston. And, you know, one of the things that everybody's panicking about the Patriots is, you know, they made bad decisions on Sunday, right? Played poorly. You know, here's my thoughts here about McDermott. I kind of really liked how he made a bold move to bench the two guys and try to practice squad players on defense, right? He actually made some plays at the end of the game, which I liked. You know, and I guess where I'm at is I think, you know, did not play well on offense, but he's just got to keep the team together. And the only thing that really bothered me is those two big penalties on some defensive leaders. If you just clean it up, you'll be fine. Just play smart, and I think they're going to roll the rest of the year. That's kind of how I'm feeling here. Even though, you know, they didn't play so great, but Josh missed a couple passes, fine. You know, he's still young. This isn't like we're talking about Andy Dalton being a backup and throwing picks for Dallas. You know what I mean?
I know, but come on, too, though, right? Like, we're not going to put – so Allen goes from this exalted place after four games where he's the, you know, one of the stars of the league to, like, he has two bad games and it's back to, like, he's too young to really criticize. Can we not do that? Like, a lot of quarterbacks are around in the same place in their careers as Allen. It really doesn't matter anyway. It's not like he's coming out. Nothing's going to change with that. I mean, I guess we're back to this point where...
No, he absolutely should be held to the standard that he's created.
You know, just to say, like, he's not... Well, he's not like he's Andy Dalton. Well, who is he then? I mean...
Right.
Who, he's not like he's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, who is he then? I mean, you... This is the Bills team on offense that we've seen a lot of in recent seasons... That I feel like can't win big because no matter how good their defense might be, better than last night at times, most of the time, no matter how good that is, I still don't think I can win big. This is all of last season. And last season was a dream. I mean, they sailed to the playoffs, They played a lot of easy teams, and they really just had an easy year. I mean, it still was a team that, like, I don't think this team can win big.
Right.
So I've just got to start. I got to go back to getting the ball downfield. And in these last two games, they just haven't done it. So
right.
How have that, they done? They lost.
The most frustrating thing here, and like this is the whole team, like both sides of the ball are involved here, but it is more about the offense is underperforming the last couple of weeks, because, you know, you look at the season in total and their defensive performance last night, you pluck it out and measure it against the other defensive performances this year in the other five games, and it's not that much of an aberration. You know, I mean, they don't get trucked for 245 on the ground all these games, but they've been gashed and they've given up points, and they are susceptible to teams that can move the ball effectively, and that is shown. So what changed, you know, these last two games is that the offense isn't moving the ball, and the whole thing, and like I said last night on postgame, even the Allen running part, it all felt like a game from his rookie year last night. You know, he made a couple of throws that were pretty impressive. He made more bad ones than good. He ran effectively somewhat. I mean, he wasn't any kind of a game breaker, but that at least returned. And I'm trying to find my way to get a field goal try at the end to beat you. Like that was sort of the way the game felt all game. It turned out they were in need of a touchdown if they were ever going to get the ball back down by six, and they didn't. They got it back down by nine. And so, like, there's a frustration there that, like, I thought I graduated, and that probably is more me being eager to graduate than I'm ready to graduate. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've done all the work yet. You know, there's some courses that, you know, teachers are letting me slide on. And maybe that's what the Bills right now are. The good thing is that the year doesn't end now. I don't have to play a playoff game, you know, next week. I have time to sort of, you know, reconvene and figure out exactly what I do and how to counteract this too deep look that I'm getting so much of that Josh Allen seems to be, you know, somewhat rattled by.
Yeah, you can wonder right now. So one of the themes of the beginning of this season or the season so far has been, well, this is not only a team with a good record, this is legit. And I think, you know, we can discuss that. We can discuss that at this point. I still think that they deserve to be the favorite in the division, but they haven't played New England yet, right? They have a lot of tough games coming up.
Yeah.
And there looked to be a gap between themselves and the Chiefs. So did there appear to be a gap when the Patriots played the Chiefs, by the way, earlier.
Yes, that's right.
With that's Hoyer, right. If it matters, in that game.
Probably does some, but yeah, I mean, they got Newton back and couldn't do anything really against Denver last week either, New England.
That's not great.
Yeah, but I am still, like, now, I'll tell you what has happened these last 2 weeks. You mentioned New England there, and I watched every minute of it, but I bailed out because it got so ridiculous, but the Browns-Steelers game, like, the Browns have, is it two wins in, like, 15 or 18 years in Pittsburgh? Like, they have been the Bills and the Patriots, the Browns and the Steelers. Like, it's been a very similar existence, right? So here are the Browns, 4-1. Okay, we're going to Pittsburgh. We're flying. We're doing well. I mean, they just got punked. They just got absolutely put down, and it was impossible for me to be watching that game and not be thinking of Bills-Patriots games from other years. You know, maybe even last year if you want, although the Patriots didn't exactly pound the Bills last year. The games were competitive, but you just could not get there. And now, they got the Patriots in 3 weeks. No, 2 weeks, right? It's right after the Jets. It's before Seattle. And with the kind of form the Bills have been in, and the fact that they still haven't proven anything yet, they've come back to the pack a little bit here. Like, that game is getting more and more of my attention. Like, I'm just thinking about, I got to do this. Like, they have to do this. They got to show that they can put this team down when they should be put down. And that will be a lot about Josh Allen and how he deals with what Bill Belichick does on defense to him. And are you ready to do that? And I wasn't really thinking about where's New England on the schedule. And, you know, their record being what it is, under 500, should take some of the urgency out of that, but I need to prove that I can take the King down. And, you know, these last 2 weeks have given me some pause on that.
I feel you on the Brown-Steelers comparison. I thought that, too. They have not won in Pittsburgh since Roethlisberger has been in the league. He's never lost to Cleveland at home. And so you go back to 2003 to find that game. The Browns have beaten them a few times at home, but they've not won in Pittsburgh since 2003. And you know how that would have felt to, like, us and the fans going into that game. Like, all right, we're good. Four straight wins. Mayfield.
Let's do it.
Odell. Right. Like, here, we're good. And it was over early in that game. Mayfield is a story right now in the league. All right. Thank you, Pat, for the call. Here's Kevin next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Kevin. Thank you.
Good. Hey, so I just want to bring up a couple points. So I know last night I was listening to Scott Van Pelt afterwards. I think he had Ryan Smith on, and he said, you know, who is Josh Allen? And it was a valid point. Josh Allen, I don't think, is the quarterback that we saw the first 4 weeks, and we surely know he's not the quarterback we saw the last 2 weeks. He has to be somewhere in between. And if you look at the schedule coming up, you know, the bye week is in week 11. God forbid nothing with COVID happens by then. Are we even going to get to six wins at that point when you look at the schedule? And I think it's a whole team effort to see the way this defense is dropped. But then again, have they really dropped because of, like you guys just said, how easy the schedule was last year? So they obviously have to step it up because Josh Allen's 1-7, including the playoffs, I think, versus teams that are above 500. So you're going to see these teams again in the playoffs. So how do we get over that hump? Does Brandon Bean need to go get a run stuffer in the middle? I never thought that we would say we missed Star Lotulelei, right? So what do you guys think from the onset in the rest of the season? What is it going to take, really, to get it over that hump?
Well, I don't know, but if we're talking, like I said last night, if we're talking about adding something to the Bills, which is not often done at this point, it's done, it can be done, I'd want to add another receiver. This team was scorching hot, and then John Brown got hurt, and they had a bucket of ice water dumped on them. And we all went, wow, John Brown's super important, isn't he? And now they just sort of are not the same. Brown, whatever that was last night, like, he was hurt right away. I don't know if he got re-injured or if we just noticed that he was hurt, whatever. He was active. He didn't look
right.
From the first time I saw him, he didn't look good. And he ended up not really helping them at all in this game. Maybe someone else would have, but it's easy to say in hindsight. I'd want to see a wide receiver because I just think if I'm not scoring a lot, I'm not winning. And that's really what I want to accomplish this year.
Yeah, I like a tight end idea if you can get your hands on one because I just don't think they're – I think one way to counteract how teams are defending them these last couple of weeks is to explore the middle of the field and take some safety's attention away from the guys out wide. And I think they don't really have – like Knox, you were hoping would grow into that, and he's hurt and unreliable because he drops balls. Croft – is okay, but he is not the athlete that Knox is, so he's not the guy that I'm thinking is going to command respect, you know, in the middle of the field there. So I like on offense, I like that. I'm open to just about anything on defense. Like, I mean, you know, price being a factor, of course. Like, I'm not ready to pay a steep price, but they are missing a wide body in the middle, I think, and their pass rush does not exist. I mean, it just doesn't. They can't get home when they get pressure. There's no contain, and guys that are athletic enough, like Mahomes was and Tannehill was, are just easily escaping and still making throws or just picking up yardage. I feel like I'm at a real loss. And to me, like that was something I think you could have seen coming. I spent some time in the summer thinking about whether they were good enough on the edge. And, you know, that's why I was interested in Gakwe when he was rumored to be getting moved, and eventually he was, because I just don't think they're that fully formed there. They're old, and they're not that effective.
Could use another corner, too.
Sure.
Right? Maybe another kicker?
Right. some offensive linemen. I've got some spots, you know, for a team that had a very cool September for all of us. There are some points, you know, in the starters on all sides here where they're just not that good. And Ford being out is not going to help that at all on the offensive line.
All right, well, it's kind of familiar. We're back in this place here talking about their deficiencies. That's what happens when they lose two in a row. Thanks, Kevin. 803-0550 for us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll be right back after sports here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Here's the deal. The Bills are going to grow old with this dude, with Josh Allen, with McDermott, God willing. It's going to be years to come. But Mahomes isn't going nowhere. Lamar Jackson's going nowhere. All these guys are going to grow old with Josh Allen. So they're his peers, and he may have another one down in Miami now. So it's like, it's never going to get easier. It's never like, oh, all those guys are going to fall off. They're all going to be great. You have to eventually beat them, and we'll get there eventually, I hope.
Yes. Kyle Brandt right there, NFL Network. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Bills lose to the Chiefs last night, 26-17. That's the score, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
26-17. I don't know what this game will be best remembered for. Like, felt like it was just kind of a dud, you know? It was a game that should have been Thursday, crazy stadium. The fans, again, every time I start to make this point, I know how just like everybody said it, and I have an instinct to not even bother with points like this because you've already thought it and heard it and read it. It's just the experience of playing at the Bills for a Mahomes and for Andy Reid's team just could not compare at all to what it would have been or what it is in a normal year. And you had, like, I don't know about you or everybody, the weather for this game is just like, it just feels appropriate for a game like that. Now, it's not ideal, but it's the Bills hosting Kansas City. You know, you think of that Giant game maybe, or, you know, Green Bay when it was super windy or something. Like, it's just different. Difficult conditions. You know, British Open conditions over there. And, you know, but no atmosphere. And you've got Buck and Aikman here. I care about that stuff just for the trivia aspect of it. Like, you know, it's Joe Buck, kind of a big name, you know. 26 years since he's done a Bills game anywhere, actually. And just like, what a flat, forgettable game.
I'm still pondering how you started this segment. Like, what will it be remembered for? I don't know. I mean, I tend to not, hang on to the number of rushing yards that were given up or something like that. You know, right. Like I doubt I'm going to be clinging to that. So I don't know. You know, like what is it? You know, it's a game that I think you feel like you fell sort of flat in, even though, you know, you were a stop away from the ball and 5 minutes to go and, you know, a 6-point game. It just, you know, and that's, you know, that's hard to fight against a lot for me. Like, the getting run on like that is demoralizing to why, like, oh my God, you know, third and two, they just line up and run it. Like, teams don't even try to run anymore on third and two usually, and like, here are the Chiefs just like, no problem. And so I tend to want to just forget that and not remember anything. So I don't know what what I would want to hang on to from yesterday. There's just not much.
Yeah, it won't be easy to pick something out there. Let's go to Mike next on WGR. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a big proponent of going for 2 points always. And I was on the listening to the Sunday night pregame show, I think, and someone made a very pejorative comment about going for two. And so anyways, I did a little bit of math, and if you don't mind, I want to share what I found. So so far this year in 2020 through week five, teams are converting at a 93% success rate on extra points and then at an 83% success rate on two-point conversions. So therefore, basic math would tell you that you're a fool to not go for two basically every time.
Mm-hmm.
But also, obviously, one would assume that the mean will go down. So I also read a 538 article which estimates in the past season success rate of extra points being around 94% and 2 points between 48 and 55%.
Mm-hmm.
So my overall point is, even if you're only successful on half of the two-point conversion tries, which seems like a low estimate, especially for this year, then you're already scoring as many points as if you were 100% successful on extra points. And obviously no team is. Many are lower than 90%. Of course, I understand there are instances where you only need 1 point, but I just get so bothered by these guys in the networks who are just very uneducated with regards to basic math and probability. And I have similar thoughts about like going for it on fourth down and stuff. But
yeah, me too.
For letting you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Right. I mean, sure. Right. I didn't know it was 83%. That's almost shocking to me if that's correct.
That's a really big conversion rate. Yeah.
I'm trying to see a league. I've got 29 for 58. No, that's 50%. So I thought he said 83%.
He did say 83%, and I'd be stunned if that number were right.
Five out of six. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot. Like he's saying, if it were 83%, everyone would just do it. I think. I mean, maybe not, but it was interesting to me that came up. You mentioned how Twitter sort of was, you know, a buzz after the Bills kicked the extra point to make it a 6-point game, and that people were clamoring for it. And maybe, you know, this caller is like-minded. I was waiting for him to reach that destination.
Me too.
And he never did. You know, I think given the circumstance last night, make it a 6-point game with the extra point, I think you're nuts not to do that. Like, there's 5 minutes to go. You need to get a stop. And I know you weren't stopping them all night, but, like, the idea is, like, if I'm going to win the game, I'm going to have to stop you eventually. And so I the value of getting it to five was not, instead of six, didn't really make any sense to me.
I love the 2-point conversion. I wish coaches would do a lot more of it. I fluctuate on this, but I'm in my current existence here, I'm not too bothered by the announcers. I'm just sort of numb to it because, like, they're all ex-players, and there's no rule against an ex-player learning that stuff, but they don't think they have to, I think, right? Why are they in the job? Because they played football, so they're supposed to know all that stuff, and they're going to resist it. Troy Aikman is resistant. Rich Gannon is, like, the world leader in no thanks. Like, Warren Sharp had this. You see the thing Mike Vrabel did where they put the extra guy on the field on purpose?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, you just know. If you're watching a Rich Gannon game, if you catch anything like that, you just know he's going to hate it. I watched him do Baltimore-Cincinnati, and Baltimore was lining up to go for it on 4th and 5. They might have been up 21-0, which is what they do all the time. It's what helped make them so good. And so they throw incomplete, and Gannon's just like, he is just frothing. He is so ready. Oh, that's just a bad decision. And they won the game like 27-3. You know, just, they don't need to know, and they don't want to know, so guess what?
They don't know.
Exactly. Then you can come to us, and we'll help you. We'll help you. I don't know how to throw a spiral. I just do not know how to throw a 50-yard spiral. That I cannot do. This stuff is easy.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. What's the farthest you could throw a spiral?
Straight ahead? Like, straight?
Like for distance. You know,
a real ball? Like a league ball?
Sure.
4 yards. I mean, it's got to be tight, right? It's got to be tight. It's not a spiral if it just spins through the air. It's got to, you got to look, wow, like that. 5 yards, 5 feet, 5 yards is my answer. I'm changing it.
I think you can do better than that.
We have a real ball from a Bills game.
Right.
My kids were just playing with it the other day. Like, guys, you know, you might not want to play with that outside, but whatever, it's theirs. So they do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to hold that, I don't have the biggest hands or the smallest, to hold that ball, like an NFL regulation ball with all
it's
the
big,
full
big
of air,
ball.
You know, yeah. like pumped up to yeah. throw the ball like a tight spiral. No, I couldn't throw it. Like, you would not be impressed. I could get it to you.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't.
I feel like we played catch a time or two at a Bills tailgate.
That's right.
And I didn't think you were, you know, you definitely threw it more than 5 yards. And
sure.
It wasn't anything particularly lacking there, I didn't think.
That's right. I thank you. I can get it to you.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a tight spiral.
Yeah. Like, you can't really spin it, huh? Yeah.
A tight spiral has a sound, you know, like it's just
right.
Whoosh,
right.
Zip.
Yeah.
No, that's not my, you know, my strength.
Yeah, I think most normal people might struggle with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Me too. Here's Connor with us. Hello, Connor.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Hi.
Good. So I wanted to just say, after watching Tennessee and Kansas City, I know there was a lot of stuff with the scheduling. I'd have to say this team, as constructed, I think the ceiling is to win the AFC East and try to win that first playoff game in the last 25 years that has eluded us. The teams like Tennessee and Kansas City, who both made the AFC Championship game, Josh Allen looked rather pedestrian compared to all these MVP talks that he was getting anointed with the first four games of the season. I put us number 5 in the AFC right now behind Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Kansas City. So as a Bills fan, you got to hope we can somehow get a 3 seed to maybe play a team like Oakland, Cleveland, Indianapolis, or who knows, Miami, and you know, Jets this week. But that Patriots game, that's a must win, and that's all I have to say about that, because we need to win the division this year. I'll hang up and listen.
I feel like that goal really hasn't changed too much. I mean, it's not going to be everybody's goal. There's no slogan or announcement that the team makes. But when they were beating the Raiders, it didn't feel to me like, okay, well, I'm ready to win the Super Bowl. We talked about it. Like, you can always talk about it, but I don't know. I think that's really stayed the goal. I think it is the right goal for this year. But I also like the Kyle Brandt point we just played, because, and we've made this point many times ourselves, right? Like, all right, so overall, like down the road, how do you get there? You've got this roster that everybody's in love with, right? Like, you've look right at this roster. It'll just be the quarterback. And so you want to keep the quarterback, and you love the roster, and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson aren't dead. Like, so what, how do you ascend? How do you get past that? I mean, that's an ultimate question that you answer over the course of time and not in the middle of week 6. But, you know, last night was a chance to test yourself, and you know, you didn't do great.
Right. I mean, you need to find a way to, you need to find your way to scoring with them, which, you know, a month into the season, we thought, like, okay, well, I think this is on track. This is looking good. And now we're in the teens 2 weeks in a row, and it's like, ooh. And you also, you know, need to not work so hard to take away, in this case it was Mahomes, that you give up 245 yards on the ground. Like, your team just, all right, it's raining. There's little pebbles stuck to the ball for some reason. We're not going to throw it because we can run it for 8 yards a pop. Oh, my God.
They just, I'm with McDermott on that. You wait for the other team to make a mistake, and the Chiefs really didn't. They came close a couple of times. The fumble by Kelsey was too close to halftime, and then, you know, that's not like the Bills' fault. And then you right. have the Edwards-Hilaire fumble that was just a split second late. I mean, that's what you're thinking. You want to make them drive. You want to make them, okay, 6-7 yards on running plays all night? Good, go for it. We'll let you do that. We are going to count on ourselves to force a play or two in the course of the game and try to beat you that way. And, you know, they weren't that far off from accomplishing that.
I know. Would we be happy with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yes. To beat this team, I mean, I thought it was called for, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like I'd be listening to you say, good luck doing that in January.
I mean,
if they won that game,
that'd be tough.
I really do, and maybe I would be saying, I don't know. You know, I just the idea is to line up and beat them at their game, not wait for them to give you a gift. And that's what waiting for them to make a mistake feels like to me. It's like, give me a gift. You're better than me.
Well, I wish we would know, but we don't. Yeah. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, back after this on WGR.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't think that it affected us too much. You know, I think obviously they ran the ball a lot more than we really probably thought they would. That's just based off of when we were playing them. We wanted to limit their explosive plays, 10 in the pass game on these explosive plays. And obviously it left some of the run game open, not being able to have 8 in the box. So it was a cat and mouse game with both teams, you know, chess match. And so we just got to continue to get better and stay together as a football team and understand that we're 4-2 right now. And got an opportunity to go play the Jets on the road. So short week too. So that'll be able to get us off of this loss right here.
I like the word opportunity for that. An opportunity to go play the Jets. That seems like a pretty good word, pretty good way to put it. I don't know. It's the NFL. There's always something a little bit seemingly dangerous, but Bills are a 13-point favorite at the Jets. I mean, that's going to be one of their all-time, especially for a road game, one of their all-time numbers as a favorite. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with you until 7, the World Series tonight, Tampa and the Dodgers, game 1. Let's take a call. We have Steve with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. Listen, I'm a little bit older. I've been following the Bills since 1960, and I admit I am absolutely no expert, but I'm passionate about my team. I did notice that Josh was having trouble last night getting his feet set. But we're a really good football team, and I'm talking about in the passing game. We're a good football team. We might not win the Super Bowl, but I can accept that. My wish, you know, my dream wish would maybe keep trying to improve the offensive line by next year, maybe get a little bigger on the defensive line. And, you know, because we've been getting pushed around a lot this year, and that would be about it. We're not going to panic. We're going to beat the Jets. Go Bills.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first game?
I remember my very first time being at the Rock Pile. They used to have practices.
Mm-hmm.
And Daryl LaMonica and Jack Kemp would be at the Rock Pile, and they would put a big old tire through the square goal posts, and they would, you know, have accuracy tests. And I remember going as a little boy and standing at the top of the Rock Pile thinking I'm going to fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
Dead. Love the Bills, and we don't have to worry, but it's been a long time I've been listening. I remember all the early games.
Sure. I mean,
and, you know, it's just part of life, and we're just going to go on, and we're going to love our team, and that's it.
That's it. You got to go to practices in the 60s.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, you're the best. Thank you. Thanks for listening to our show, man. It really means a lot.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Nope. I'm just looking around. John's sort of like, what?
I didn't have a follow-up.
I'm just looking at John. He's like, what? What did I forget? Nothing. I just sometimes sit here and not talk, I guess. I just like to do that. I don't know. Such a late night. Watching a Bills game end by 7:56.
Right. I was going to say.
Like, I was up for that Kenyon Drake. That Kenyon Drake run. I was awake 2 hours.
I saw your quake. Wait.
Drake quake. Yes.
Drake quake. I also was watching. I made it to the end.
I had a win last night on that I will not top probably this year. I had just fallen behind to a friend on the Dalton touchdown and then the extra point. He needed 4.5 points, and he gets 4 on the touchdown. It's only 1 yard, and then he gets the extra point to beat me by a half a point. But I had the Arizona kicker, and there is just no way. Like, there's the only way I was ever going to get anything more from the Arizona kicker was that. They weren't going to throw the ball. They weren't going to have a second series. It was going to be 3 plays and either punt or kneel down. That was it, and it happened. And that's not even that good a story compared to all the people with Drake who – you know, they were just probably dead to rights, and he goes for a 69-yard touchdown to end the game. Right. Like, what a flip there in fantasy.
Yep.
Bulldog and I this week, I mean, we don't brag very often, combined 22-2 this week in fantasy. You and I.
Oh, all right.
I checked with you earlier.
Great. I appreciate you lumping me in there with my 1-0.
We were combined. Hey, we're a team. Right. I'm a team player. We were combined 22-2 in fantasy this week. And the Drake play and the extra point helped improve that record.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.